California, a federal appeals court blocked the scheduled execution of death row inmate Kevin Cooper only hours before he was to die by lethal injection. Soon after, the U.S. Supreme Court rejected a state request for it to intervene. Cooper was scheduled to die at midnight. He was convicted of murdering four people in Southern California, but Cooper always has maintained his innocence, and the court ruled that he should be allowed to pursue new appeals to avoid the death penalty. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
In June of 1983, Kevin Cooper escaped from a minimum security California prison where he was serving time on a burglary charge. He hid in an empty house in San Bernardino County next door to Doug and Peggy Ryan. 2 days later, the Ryans, along with their daughter and her companion, were viciously hacked to death. Cooper was charged with the grisly murders, convicted, and sentenced to death. But by a vote of 9-2, the U.S. Ninth Circuit ruled that, quote, no person should be executed if there is doubt about his or her guilt, and an easily available test will determine guilt or innocence, end quote. The ruling was welcome news to Cooper and his attorney, Lanny Davis.
What the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals did is to say to the court system, when a jury is deprived of evidence that might prove the innocence of someone who is designated for capital punishment, that is wrong.
Davis says the jury wasn't told that one of the victims was found clutching blonde hairs, which could not have come from Cooper, who was African-American. His lawyers want the hairs DNA tested to see whether they implicate others as the murderers. Cooper's lawyers also want new tests on two pieces of evidence that link him to the crime scene. One was a drop of his blood found in the Ryan home. The second was a T-shirt found near the house that contained blood from the victims as well as Cooper's DNA. Cooper's lawyers say that the blood was planted by the police. Attorney Lanny Davis.
All we're asking for is time to investigate, and we are very gratified that the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has agreed with our position that you shouldn't execute a man when there are so many unanswered questions.
But two dissenting judges argued against delaying Cooper's execution, saying that there was other powerful circumstantial evidence tying Cooper to the murders. For example, a shoe impression left inside and outside of the victim's home matches that found in the house where Cooper hid from the police. California Attorney General Bill Lockyer filed a petition asking the U.S. Supreme Court to overrule the Ninth Circuit. Lockyer spokeswoman Hallie Jordan says the appeals court decision represented an unwarranted intrusion on California's ability to carry out a lawful judgment.
This case has been litigated extensively and some would say excessively in both the federal and state courts for the past 18 years. The Cooper team has been cobbling together old arguments and old evidence that has already been rejected by the court numerous times and trying to package it as new evidence.
But late in the evening, the state's hopes of executing Cooper were dashed by the U.S. Supreme Court's decision not to intervene in the case. Attorney General Lockyer issued a statement saying, "We are confident that the results of future tests will not cast doubt about Cooper's guilt or the validity of his conviction." The High Court's ruling capped off a day of intense legal drama in what one judge described as this procedurally and factually Byzantine case. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.